It's All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. The Granite State gets lots of weather, and by weather we usually mean snow. This winter we saw a lot of that. What we don't see a lot of? Tornadoes. All of the New England states get about 7 per year on average, but one meteorologist says we're due for another one soon. Joining me now to talk about twisters is David Brooks. He writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and graniteGeek.org. David, welcome.
Welcome.
So you spoke recently to a meteorologist who says we are overdue for a tornado. So that sounds kind of scary. Should we be scared?
Well, I don't think, no, we should not be scared. Spending your life being scared is not helpful. I talked to Glenn Field, who's a meteorologist. In fact, he's a meteorologist with a really cool title, Warning Coordination Meteorologist, with the National Weather Service down in Taunton, Mass. Anyway, and I called him up and talked to him about tornadoes, partly because this is America Prepared Action Week, which is sort of a national program and trying to get emergency folks and others to think about preparing for dangers. And one of the things they're talking about is tornadoes, and there's a number of programs here in Nashua this week. So that's why I called them up to ask him about tornadoes, because frankly, I didn't really think of tornadoes as being a big deal here. We have about one every 3 years on average in Hillsborough County.
When was the last time we've had a serious tornado in New Hampshire?
As everybody north of here, more in central Massachusetts, central New Hampshire will remember, we had a big one in 2008 that lasted for about 50 miles on the ground, which is, according to the data I can find, about 3 times the previous length, destroyed a lot of homes. And, of course, down in central Massachusetts, Worcester and towns around Everett had 2 tornadoes last year that did quite a lot of damage, hundreds of thousands, billions of dollars worth of damage. And the one in New Hampshire actually had 1 fatality associated to it. When they come, they can be very bad. They just don't come that often.
Seems like the Midwest gets most of them. But why are they so prevalent in the Midwest and not so prevalent in the Northeast? I imagine it has something to do with our geography.
Exactly right. And that's what I asked, too. And basically, at the, sort of the layman meteorological level, he explained to me that tornadoes are usually formed when there's a discontinuity in the sense of there's one large wet mass, air mass hitting a dry one and a difference in temperature. And that creates a sort of energy that can be turned into a twister, particularly if there are winds at going in different directions at different altitudes. Very frequently, the wind is blowing in a different direction, you know, a half mile up than it is on the ground. And you get something like that, it can create a twister. We have dry air that comes down on the leeward side of our mountains. So when air goes up, it gets pushed up one side of the mountain. Usually the wind is coming from the west. So it pushes the air up the western side of a mountain, and the air gets colder, and so it drops precipitation because cold air can't hold as much moisture. And so when it comes down the leeward side, the other side of the mountain, it doesn't have much moisture in it, so it's dry. And what happens in the Midwest is that that air comes off the Rocky Mountains, and it's really quite dry, and it hits the wet air coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. So we have some dry air off our small mountains that can hit wet air coming off the Atlantic Ocean, but it's just nowhere near the level that they see in the Midwest.
You also mentioned in your article this week, David, the Coriolis effect. Tell us what that is.
The Coriolis effect. This is one of my all-time favorite things that happens on the Earth. Because the Earth is spinning, the winds go different speeds at different latitudes. And so if you get a large air mass, it can be made to turn. And, of course, in the northern hemisphere, that's why you always see hurricanes spinning the same direction, and they spin the opposite direction in the southern hemisphere. And the thing that most people know about the Coriolis effect that isn't true is that it also causes the water in your toilets to turn a certain direction in the northern hemisphere and a different direction in the southern hemisphere. And with the implication that as you cross the equator, the water, as you flush the toilet, will be spinning one way, it will stop and then start spinning the other way. And unfortunately, that's not true. It would be very cool if it was, but the Coriolis effect is not strong enough to alter the water in something as small as your toilet bowl. I suppose if you had a toilet that was the size of Lake Winnipesaukee, then I imagine the Coriolis effect would apply, but normally it doesn't, unfortunately.
Your toilet is too small for the Coriolis effect. And your sources also mention that in addition to tornadoes, we may also want to worry about hurricanes. Why is that?
Well, for the same reason as that we're historically overdue. The last hurricane that really affected at least the Nashua area, this part of the state, was Bob, which was almost a quarter century ago. And so we are way overdue for another one that will affect us. But of course, weather doesn't happen on a regular schedule. So the fact that we're overdue doesn't mean it's going to happen. But still, better safe than sorry.
That's David Brooks, the author of the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. David, thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks for talking.